Dribble J, it's time to introduce you to an electronic producer, songwriter, and singer from LA. From Seattle, now living in LA. You may have heard this track. So did I make you dance? Because we've been playing it a lot here at Triple J. Yes, the dude behind this song, but a whole lot more as well. His debut album, Just Movement, is out last Friday. So hello to Mr. Robert DeLong.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What are you up to at the moment?
I'm just actually hanging out in my manager's office, the only landline that was close to me. So,
does your manager still have a fax machine out of interest?
You know, I'm pretty sure he does, hiding around here somewhere. Somebody's got to do that.
Someone's got to keep the fax line living. Now, let's get right into Global Concepts. It's a massive song for you. Definitely the first song that we've heard from Robert DeLong. Was it the first thing that you've released?
That's the first thing that I officially released through Glassnow Records, so yeah.
That's pretty cool, the very first song, and it's blown up all over the world.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting, pretty surreal.
So what is it like? I mean, obviously the question posed in the song, did I make you effing dance, has been answered with a resounding yes.
Oh yeah, people love it. It's usually it was the first thing that people could sing along to, which is pretty exciting. You know, I think people have been kind of ready for the next step in dance music and seeing, you know, kind of the sort of indie rock hybrid thing to kind of, you know, take hold. So I don't know. I think it's awesome that people are pumped up about it.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot more of that indie rock almost feel to a lot of the songs. What sort of thoughts went into making the album, as it is your debut album?
You know, the album was kind of compiled over the course of about 4 years. You know, I wrote some of these songs a long time ago, and then, you know, as I started playing live shows, the songs really changed a lot and kind of ended up in the places they are now. And Global is actually one of the more recent written songs. That one was written about a year and a half ago at the most.
With that song particularly, how did you decide? I want to get right down to the nitty-gritty. How did you decide exactly how to mess with the word dance? Like just cutting it up and making it jump all over the place when you sing it. Like how did you decide how it would go?
I mean, that process is just so, I don't really know what I'm doing. I just start cutting things up, and you look for shapes in the waveform on the computer and just kind of follow a rabbit trail until you have something you like. I don't know. I don't.
How many versions?
I don't think about it too much. If I think about it too much, it usually turns out bad.
Okay. There's this other tune on the album, Survival of the Fittest. I'll just play a little bit of it. There's so much going on. In fact, I can almost hear, like, and would I be out of line if I thought I even heard a little Panic at the Disco on some of these tracks?
I mean, you know, I've never really listened to them very much, but, I wouldn't be surprised if you could hear that.
There, I can hear there's a bit of a Death Cab for Cutie Postal Service vibe on some songs, but in that kind of messed up Robert DeLong way. Are you fans of theirs?
Yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of Death Cab and Postal Service and all that Thank Giver stuff, and you know, because I was in Seattle, and it was kind of, when I was graduating high school, it was kind of they were the band that was about to break from Seattle. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of inevitable that a lot of that ended up in my music.
Well, there are many more strings to your bow than just this head-messing dance music. I'm going to have a listen to another song off the album from Robert DeLong's debut album. We'll find out more about this gentleman. This is Happy off Just Movement on Triple J. All right, on Triple J, that is Happy, another song off Robert DeLong's debut album, Just Movement. Robert DeLong's on the line. How the heck do you do this stuff live? There's songs with, like, vocal looping, there's crazy sounds, and it's just you on stage. How does it happen? How does it work?
I mean, it's a whole lot of things. I have two computers, and that's where everything kind of starts. I have, a keyboard, knobs and sliders. I have drum pads, timbali. I have a bunch of gadgets, you know, like a Wii remote, a gamepad, a joystick. Yeah. It's madness.
Yeah, so there's the live instrumentation, the drums and the timbale, but there's also keyboards and electronics and game controllers.
That's right, yeah.
So you personally modify these game controllers to turn them into music-making machines.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people have figured out how to hack these things, and, you know, I've just kind of spent some time working with them until I found something that, you know, made sense for the live show. And that's kind of what it's all about, is taking these things and reappropriating them and figuring out kind of a fun way to use them.
How much time do you spend writing music, and how much time do you spend, like, hacking into game controllers, for example?
I spend more time writing music than anything, but certainly, you know, I've always been kind of a tech dude, and, you know, I can spend 10 hours alone in a dark room working on a, you know, a piece of gear trying to get it to work. So I don't know. It's a lot of that, but I love doing that.
It seems like in a world where, you know, so much music has already been made, people like you and also Wally DeBakker, Gaultier as well, who seeks to reinvent not so much the form of the song, but the way to make the sounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun, you know, it's a thing that's been happening for a long time. You know, you think back to, you know, even the Beatles and stuff, you know, it's all the same ideas, you know, taking things that have been around but trying to reappropriate them or using new things to, you know, still create a traditional song. I don't know, I love that. It's kind of a fun thing that you can take or leave if you want.
And it must be very fun to confuse people with crazy looped vocals like this. I would love to see you do that live, Robert DeLong.
It's pretty fun. You should check it out.
Well, I've seen videos and stuff. The crowd's going crazy. You're playing the drums. You're yelling into the microphone. Obviously, people taking global concepts very literally and dancing like crazy. You've got some big shows this year. You're playing Coachella. You've got South by Southwest. Is there a plane ticket with the word Australia on it anywhere in your future?
I really hope so. We're trying to figure out how to get down there.
It's easy, dude.
Possible,
so. It's easy. There's just like, it's like two flights maybe from LA. It's one flight.
Hey, I'm all about it. I'd love to go to Australia. Sounds nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right, dude. Well, so that's it for now. I mean, what are your plans? Are you going to stay as like a solo dude on stage? You plan to get other people out to help you out on stage, or are you enjoying that solo world?
You know, for now, I'm doing the solo thing, and you know, I have collaborators occasionally come out on stage with me for a song or two and stuff like that. But for now, you know, it's fun to have the control, and it's cheaper to travel, and I think, you know, it's a kind of a fun novelty. Who knows what the future will hold? But
well, Robert DeLong, just one more question from your thank you notes on the brand new album, which came out last Friday, Just Movement. Can you tell me about the Tribe of Orphans?
Sure, yeah. Tribe of Orphans is kind of a name that... a group of my friends adopted. You know, it started with just people that would go out to electronic music events and stuff, and they'd, you know, get all in outfits and get face painted up and stuff. It was just kind of a fun thing. And then they started coming to my shows, and it kind of became a thing, and you know, and then it kind of caught on, and that's how, like, face painting started at my shows, and people come all dressed up in tribal attire and stuff. It's kind of a fun thing that just came out of my group of friends.
Cool. That's because it's weird you, like, thanking your parents and then thanking the Tribe of Orphans. I'm getting all confused. I'm glad you're not, like, some sort of, like, Oliver Twist character growing up in a workhouse. All right, well, we'll get our face paint ready, and we'll hopefully see you here soon.
Thanks so much.
Cool. Let's have a listen to, I guess, the song that did start it for you. This is Global Concepts. There is a language warning on this song. Prepare to dance like crazy. Thank you, Robert DeLong.
Thank you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.